239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon, Thamus, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, has been banned for life from professional basketball from the NBA. I'm trying to remember. The only people I can remember being banned for life, the Black Sox after the 1919 World Series in baseball, and Pete Rose. Even Marge Schott, the bigoted owner of the Cincinnati Reds, she was suspended, but she wasn't banned for life. 239-13, tell me, go to the phones, and anonymous. Hi there.
Hi. Yes, Amos, this is a great start. That means that something needs to keep rolling with this because too much has been done. And that some people said yesterday that what someone says in their house, well, to me, that shows his true character, what he was saying when he didn't think he was going to be overheard. And nobody mentioned that the man was an adulteress, parading his mistress out in front and all that. And if we were supposed to just get over it, like some people seem to think, the Jews would have never left Egypt, and the Europeans would have never came over here to oppress the Indians and the black people. But yet and still, they came over here, and what they claimed they were getting away from, that's what they did, in this country. So it's time for America to stand up and face their hypocrisy. The church always talks about abortion, but that's not the only sin. Racism is demonic, and they need to be saying something about that. The white church never, I don't hear them speaking out about all this injustice, and why would we want to continue to accept this and get over it? I do not want to go back to outdoor toilets and all that. And this, if you read in the Bible, the Lord sent them the long way because he did not send them through the Palestine's land, because he said if they ran into any fight, they would immediately turn back and came back to Egypt. And it seems like some people, they want to go back and stay in Egypt. I have no intention of going back to Egypt, and I am never going to get over racism, because racism is controlling. It's a form of witchcraft. So I have no idea what some of them people were talking about. Get over it. But I thank you. That is my statement.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Stanley, hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, Amos, I just wanted to comment on the NBA's ruling.
Okay.
On Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
I feel that the NBA did a good thing in fining him, although I think the penalty was a little bit too harsh. Nothing not saying that he did was right. He was 100% wrong. But we have to look at the fact that this person was in their own home making no comments to a private person, and we don't want to go down that path of policing each other's home. That's all I have to say.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Jeff at 239-1310. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
And I think this is a great day, a great victory over white supremacy. This is a great victory. You know what, Amos? Donald Sterling is Jewish. And did you hear the rest of that audio? It was released on TMZ. I watched some of that on TMZ last night. Well, you know, me and you had this conversation before, and you had one of the Jewish ambassador or something.
No, the consul general.
Right. Well, black Jews were treated real well. Well, Donald Sterling said that black Jews were dogs.
Mm.
Yeah, he said black Jews were dogs and that white Jews were superior. Now, I hear people, usually your apostolic types, your Pentecostal types, praising the Jews, like Jews are beyond racism. Well, you know, there's a lot of racist Jews in America. And you know, and I'm not an anti-Semite. I don't care what you call me, but I'm against Zionism. It was a Israel-supported apartheid in South Africa against the ANC and Nelson Mandela. So, you know, I'm not surprised that Donald Trump came to Mr. Sterling's defense. You know, this is Donald Trump, the one keep parading that Obama was born in Kenya or whatever. So, but, you know, we might want to, hopefully we can catch Donald Trump making some comments. But, you know, Amos, I tell you, the NBA did a great thing. This guy, when a bigot has money and power like he does, that is racism. That is white supremacy.
All right, my brother, need me move on, talk to as many as we can today. Let me go to Stella. Hi, Stella.
Hi, Amos. I think this is a great start on what the commissioner did. It sends a message loud and clear, lets you know that there's zero tolerance and what's also unacceptable for Americans in general. However, it doesn't surprise me. The question becomes what other team owner thinks that way that we may not know about. I heard the gentleman talk about not policing people in their private homes. I get that. But when Mitt Romney spoke, he was at a private dinner And he talked about the 1%.
Yeah.
And so in Africana studies, one of the things they talk about is that the athlete is the new black slave. So the question becomes to me, because I'm not really a sports person, what other owners think that way that we don't know about? So I think this is a great thing. It gets the ball rolling. It gets us talking about it and get us moving forward. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. Saw a couple things on Twitter where, and I think these are responses to questions at the news conference that is still going on with the commissioner of the NBA, indicating that the owner of the Clippers, Donald Sterling, did tell the commissioner, yes, that was his voice on the tape, but the commissioner said that Mr. Sterling expressed no remorse. And if that is true and he didn't express remorse, that's probably worse than if the comments were said in his home. In other words, if you get caught, scripture teaches admit sin. Admit you messed up. What do we say on this program? It's the cover up gets you in more trouble than the actual trouble. Let me go to Eric at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, it seems like racism is kind of coming back to the forefront again. I know it never went anywhere, but it seems like it's kind of coming back up a little bit. I had some issues a couple of months ago on my job where I was getting called boy on a regular basis until I had to go to human resources and we had a diversity meeting. But I was being called boy in 2014. So, I truly agree with the commissioner doing what he did to that team.
Were you
just not right?
Were you surprised? Let me ask you: were you surprised that it was a ban for life?
Kind of surprised for life. I was thinking maybe a fine and maybe not be able to be an owner for a while or something. But he's already 80, so he's an older gentleman. So
that's an interesting point.
So I don't know, Amos. It's just the racism thing. We really need to get a lock on that. We really need to get a lock on it.
Yeah, all right. Good points, my brother. Let me go to Felicia, 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
I agree with the punishment. I mean, he deserves it. I mean, basketball is a game of love. It always has been. I played for probably about 18 years of my life. And so when I got on the court, it was about love. And that didn't display any type of love. And, these brothers are making him money. And he still couldn't show no type of love. But everybody's kind of talking about how he was in his own house. But my mother always said, what goes on in the dark
will come to light. Good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is getting a reaction to the NBA giving the owner of the LA Clippers a lifetime ban. No games. No practice. Can't come to the league meetings. Can't come to the owners meetings. Can't go to the All-Star game. Can't go to the NBA finals. Can't go to any other NBA team's facilities. $2.5 million fine, which is the maximum fine the NBA can levy against any employee, owner, executive, or player. And the owners are going to try to figure out how to force Donald Silver to sell the team. That's going to be the fight. Back to the phones and Kevin. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Brown?
Fine.
Hey, my thing is, I think they dropped the ball on one part of it.
Okay.
I think they need to sell the team to Magic Johnson. That's what they need to do. But my biggest concern is, not necessarily what he said is, but the NAACP, they've been giving this man a lifetime of shit. This is the second one they're going to give him. Who's he paying off? And what does that say about them, that chapter?
People are still hot over that, even though the national NAACP condemned the Los Angeles branch and urged them to rescind this award they were going to give to Donald Silver next month. The L.A. branch has done that. There's still some question whether they're going to try to pull back an award they gave him several years ago.
He's been doing this for a couple decades. He's been on record with lawsuits.
Yep.
What did he do to deserve that award?
Well, I think you answered your question when you first started your comment.
I know. That's my, like I said, I'm really not surprised at what he said. I mean, we know what goes on in their house. We know what they say.
Mm-hmm.
We always say that. But my thing is, NAACP, come on now.
All right, good points, my brother. Let me go to Cheryl Lynn at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
I am well and yourself.
I'm
you know
fine.
I love you. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you.
I'm the bus monitor.
There you go.
Question.
There you go. What's your reaction to all this?
You know what? When I worked in insurance restoration, let me tell you, what is not said at the lunch table will be said at the dining room table.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. The bottom line with me. They will not say the N-word in front of you, but when they're at home, they will say the word.
Mm.
And that's why I always tell, don't let words offend you. Don't let them come straight at you. I said, because most people, whatever they say at their dining room tables, will not say it at their lunch tables. Oh, vice versa.
All
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Good points, my sister. Yeah. Back to the phones. And Lisa, hi there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think it's good, but I would also made him work and volunteer in some areas with some people that are of this different culture so he could have some sensitivity in that way. So, all right, God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Let me go to Ron. Hi, Ron.
Amos.
Hi.
Amos.
Hi there.
How are we doing?
I'm okay.
Amos, I'll say it again. Don't worry about white people because most of us already know who we're dealing with. I can't say that all white people are racist, and I do not and will never believe that because I know way too many who are decent friends of mine. But when you come up on those that you know about, just have to deal with it. And don't be surprised. Just know who they are. The next worst thing is count on yourself. Mm-hmm. And Amos, let me tell you something. This is a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had a gentleman that was working for me. At the end of the day, I paid him. 10 minutes later, he called me. He told me he was at McDonald's. Guy asked him if he could get change for $5. He reached in his pocket. The guy pulls out a gun. He robs him. A black guy, 38th and Keystone. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's us sometimes too, Amos. But God bless us all. It's sad how we live sometimes.
Right.
But God is good.
All right. Yes, it is. He is. Let me go back to phones in T. Hi, T.
Oh, hi. You're talking about racism and all that. Why won't y'all line your mayors up? Cause he don't even need a job here in this town and in this country. He don't even need to be on the planet as far as I'm concerned cause he's just as racist as he can be. And I hope he's listening. He don't even need a job.
All right, my sister, let me go to Georgia at 239-1310. Hi, Georgia.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
Yeah. That also rattles rheumatism. Oh Lord, I could go on and on, but hey, they did the right thing. And now that you're speaking about racism, I'm appealing to all black people. Stop spending your money down there at the Grand. I went over to Cincinnati this weekend to the Horseshoe. People over there treat you real nice. I stopped by the Grand down there in Shelby County.
Mm-hmm.
Those are about the rudest people down there I ever seen. And to be running a casino, I'll never drop another dime in there.
So they weren't nice at the Grand, huh?
Hey, man. Those people down there are rude, they're racist. I'll never go back there. And black people need to go on over to Cincinnati and get the raw treatment.
All right, my brother, 239-1310, back to the phones, getting reaction to the NBA banning the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers from the league for life. Anonymous, hi there.
Hello, Amos. I just want to say my thoughts when I heard it on the radio was I wanted to play that Pharrell song, Happy, and I think you guys should too. Because he deserves everything that he's getting. You know, you can't go around saying these things around people. You work with people like us every day, and I think he got what he deserved. So I'm glad for that.
All right, let me go to Don. Hi, Don.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
Hey, I think that, you know, they were a little harsh on the man. Like the guy said, the guy's 80 years old, so banning for life really doesn't really prove anything. The other thing is, like, I think it might be a reversal thing. I think there's a lot of more people on this guy's side than you think. And that's the white race because, you know, they might have think that it could have been a little bit too hard. Because what about this woman named Paula Deen? Did they ban her from TV? You know, the woman that was the lady that cooked all this food, did they ban her?
She doesn't have her TV show back. No, she's going on what? So I read somewhere yesterday she's going on a 20-city tour.
Yeah, she's got her endorsements back and stuff like that. This guy, like I'm saying, is I think that it was a little harsh on him to ban him for life. And like you said, it's going to be tough to make him fail that team. Because I said, people have their opinions about, you know, that's just not going away. But I'm believing it's going to just really be like the OJ thing. Blacks are happy, and the white people are saying, nah, that's just a little bit. He didn't use the N-word. He just said, black people.
What we don't know is what the major sponsors of the league, of the NBA, were saying behind closed doors to the league office, to the commissioner. We know that a lot of the sponsors of the local LA Clippers team, their local sponsors, were canceling ads, canceling sponsorships, deferring sponsorships. Even the radio station that does the broadcasts of the Los Angeles Clippers, those advertisers were demanding that their ads not run on the playoff game that's scheduled for this evening. So we don't know whether the national sponsors of the NBA were putting pressure on the commissioner. Hey, if you don't act, we're going to start pulling our dollars away. Because usually in these cases, follow the money. When the money says, hey, we're not going to be around this kind of stuff, then money moves things.
Okay, money talks. I got you. Thanks, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. 239-1310. Because you know some of those national NBA sponsors, you know they had to be weighing in. Back to the phones and Alice. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that God's going to straighten out everybody when he comes.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Let me go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Amos. They did do the right thing, and this is not the first time he has made those type of comments. So it's time for them to put him out.
That's a good point. Somebody just sent me something on Twitter that said it would be fitting if the Clippers became a minority-owned business at a good price so the guy doesn't profit.
meaning
Mr. The current owner. You got Magic Johnson. Now, you know, Magic got a piece of the Dodgers.
Right.
And they're doing well. The Dodgers weren't doing well. Magic goes in there, gets a piece of the Dodgers. He doesn't have a majority stake, but he's got a little something something. And they're doing all right. And he's, Magic know how to find some money. He's expressing an interest. There may be some others. That might want to go in there as well. Anyway, 239-1310. 239-1310. Oh, Chris just found this. Donald Sterling is the first owner since George Steinbrenner. George Steinbrenner got a lifetime ban in baseball because he was convicted of a federal offense having to do with one of his companies. Not a criminal offense, but one of those little civil things. Steinbrenner's ban was later lifted. I'd forgotten about the Steinbrenner had a ban in there, but I think this is one where this guy is not going to come out of a lifetime ban anytime soon. Appreciate it, Mary. Let me go to Janice at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I'm just wanting everybody to uproar. I remember this 5 and 10 a few years ago when that lady lived out there off of 72nd and the plane was clowning out there and so much rubbish. They didn't do nothing to change those areas, and they're right here in the city.
Right. Good points.
You never heard nothing about what happened to her, but, I mean, it was a terrible thing, but all our politicians and none of them ever got together behind the poor lady, you know, and it just, like, went under the rug, you know?
Right.
I'm saying it ain't like it's nothing new, and I guess it just depends on when you say something and that man standing in front of it, and... You know, everybody got a right to their opinion. I think it was a little harsh, but he wasn't saying it like he was trying to say it in the public. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I got mixed emotions as far as being for life is a lot, but I mean, he didn't like openly try to come out and say that to some individuals or whatever. He was in the privacy of his own home, and I know we all have probably said something. It's the privacy of our home,
All right, good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's names. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Yes, Amos. How's it going?
Fine, sir.
Yes, Amos. I caught the end of what you were saying at one point. You were saying that a lot of this is strictly motivated by money. And as soon as the NBA realized that this was going to be a big loss to their pockets, then they really wanted to act accordingly. And Amos, I think that this is a bigger issue than just race, Amos, because this speaks to the American Constitution itself.
Mm-hmm.
In America, this is not a Russian, this is not one of the Middle Eastern countries, but this is the country where you can have any view that you want as long as you act accordingly and cooperate with the rules that you are guided by. Mm-hmm. And no crime has been committed, and I'm a black man.
Mm-hmm.
No crime has been committed by Donald Sterling, only a viewpoint. And I cringe at the fact that I heard the commissioner of the NBA say that we all stand together and we condemn him because of his views. Now, if Sterling was found guilty of a crime, that would be one thing. But Amos, I'm shocked that I have not heard more people have a stance that this is an attack on the people of America to have their own views. And again, as the woman said, she said this is in the privacy of his home. Now, Amos, if we were to record secretly all the owners and the CEOs in America, we would have the right, as the commissioner of NBA said, to condemn all of them. So this is a slippery slope, as one of the NBA owners stated earlier in his comments during this day. So, Amos, I just wish that we would really consider what the implications of this move by the NBA has made on society. And it's set a dangerous precedent. And if you look at it, it's just a setup for the end times of the Antichrist. Thank you.
Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, individuals who represent a company and who represent a brand and represent something that is marketed to the consumer. Your free speech, your ability at free speech is somewhat restricted because you represent that company. You know, look how many times people who work for companies tweet something out on Twitter or Facebook, on social media. That is inappropriate, and those people lose their jobs.
Well, Amos, do you think that someone should be condemned for their views, or do you think they should be condemned for a crime?
If they are the representation of a company or the employee of a company, and those comments and views reflect negatively on the company, there are many employees right now who, when they join a company, sign a piece of paper that says if they say anything in social media that goes against the company, they will be fired. That is a reality today. And until somebody files a lawsuit and the Supreme Court rules on that, that stuff stands. That's a reality.
Well, Amos, I would just ask you that you don't think that this is setting a dangerous precedent.
I'm not sure it sets. I understand where you're coming from, and I respect that viewpoint. I'm not sure it sets a dangerous precedent because of the position this individual holds. He's a public figure. He's not a private. He is not a private citizen.
But his comments were actually made in private.
It doesn't matter. So it does not matter. He is a public figure.
I would ask one more question, Amos. So, yeah. What if there are other individuals who would start recording the conversations? Amos, I'm sure there's plenty of other owners in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
These older Caucasian men who have the same views as Donald Sterling, but they act accordingly. Donald Sterling has actually hired one of the few black coaches in the NBA recently, Doc Rivers. So it has not hindered him from hiring African Americans. His view may be ignorant, and his view may be that of a bigot, but he has still cooperated in hiring African Americans. So it's simply just a view. It has not caused him to not cooperate under the NBA rules. So if other owners were found out to have the same view, but they actually act accordingly and help out African-Americans, how can you condemn them and say, although you do act under the rules because your view is not what I want your view to be, then you can't be a part of my group? And, Amos, if you look at it, this is going to come down eventually to Christians who have the viewpoint that they don't agree with homosexuality, and they are going to be condemned for their views, not because of crimes, but because of their views. You already see it happening. The writing is on the wall right now.
We will agree to respectfully disagree. I understand your point. I see your point. But there's a different standard for public figures versus a private citizen or a private resident of the country. But I definitely understand where you're coming from. I appreciate your views. 239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go very quickly to Madison. Madison, you got 1 minute.
Hi, Mr. Amos.
Hi.
This has been going on for years and years. Remember what was said about Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Right here in Indianapolis. So there's going to be a lot of Pacer fans won't be back with us next year. So tell them to play real, real hard and get Roy Hibbert out there on Thursday night.
All right. Bobby, you got the last word. Bobby, you got a minute.
Hey, Amos, I think you did a good job But I hope he really can't force him to sell the team, because that's what they're saying. They can't force him. What I would like to see the fans do is boycott his games, and all the players just don't go there, you know, when their contract's over, leave, and make him force and sell the team that way, because the way it looks now, he's going to make millions out of it. He's going to make millions regardless. But you just hope, and you know, that he just don't make that much.
All right, you made some good points, my brother. I appreciate it. If you go to the website of the Los Angeles Clippers at www.nba.com/clippers, they have changed their homepage, and it's a black background and the Clippers logo in white, and it simply says, "We are one." That's deep. We are one.